Turn to the book of Acts with me, please. Acts chapter 27.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being in the service. Thank God for the good message we've already heard. I hope you've come for the right reason. I'm going to skip around just a little bit and you just hold your place. I'm going to read from Acts 25, but you don't need to turn there. I want you to get to my point here of what I'm going to try to get over to you. And we're talking, of course, about the Apostle Paul and his troubles and trials and this trip to Rome. Paul here is standing before his court superiors. Verse number 10, then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, for I ought to be judged. To the Jews I've done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. Now, if I be an offender or I have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal to Caesar. In Acts 27, we start Paul's journey. He's going to stand, he says, before Caesar, and God promised him he would. And I want to preach for a few minutes tonight on I rest my case. I was reading the Bible dictionary, just browsing through it and every little word and subject and trying to learn. And I came upon the Greek word apello. And I was looking for another word, and that got a hold of my heart. And I read what it means, and it means, and that's what the word Paul used here, I appeal to a higher power. When Paul said, I want to stand before Caesar as a Roman citizen, he had that right. And the dictionary said that when the prisoner said appello, he had to say the word himself and tell who he appealed to. And he said, I want to go to Caesar. And so nobody could touch him or harm him because they had to send him to Rome. And if you can get this, it'll help you now for Paul. He starts his journey in Acts 27. Nothing that happened to him is accidental. He has the promise of God. When he came up out of the bottom of the ship that night when they'd gave up all hope, and he said, an angel stood by me this night and said, Paul, you must appear before Caesar. That locked it in. There wasn't no boat going to sink with him on it. And Paul's appeal to Caesar, he said, appello. And Festus knew that he'd appealed to a higher power, and they had no more power over him until he appealed to Caesar. And I want to preach on I rest my case. I came to the place some time ago, some years ago, that I gave everything to God. It's the greatest step in my life. It's not to worry anymore, and I don't worry. It took me a long time to get there and a lot of tears and to get to the place where I don't worry anymore. But I have appealed to a higher power, and so that's where I'm going. And you or nobody else has anything to do with my heady accusations. I think now that my mama prayed for me that a sheriff's deputy would never put his hands on me. I think my mom and daddy prayed that I'd never see the inside of a jail cell from the inside out. I put a lot of people in jail and when I was in the military police. Seen a lot of things. But I've never stood before a judge myself. We found a Korean one night. They called us and he had killed a person. And we traced him back through the fence with dogs. Found him shot and injured. And I got an invitation because I was the arresting officer to his hanging. And I deferred not to go. But I've seen a lot of things, and I see a lot of things now among the people of God. Terrible things that sends them to psychiatrists and medicines upon medicines. And I don't preach against that. I know some have got to have medicine. I understand that. Wouldn't it be wonderful tonight if we could rest our case with Jesus Christ? There's a whole lot of things here along the journey that's got to be learned. I can give you some lessons tonight about how you ought not to worry. And you'd say that's a good thing, but that don't make you stop worrying. And there's some things I tell young people that come to me and my own family even and try to get them to not do this and to do that. And I knew that I might as well be talking to the fence post because they've got to go through some things in their life and that if they'll do the right thing, God will show them and that'll change them. But most of the time, advice never does. So Paul's appeal to Caesar, and he's on a boat that's going to take him there, or on the journey there. He's going to lose the vessel, going to completely be destroyed and torn apart, but he's still going to Rome. Do what you will to me. I've appealed to a higher power, and he's in control of my journey, and he ought to be for you. He is. If you'll let him be. If I could get this over to you tonight to completely relax from your troubles and trials, he's either your God or he's not. He's either Jesus or he's not. And if we can get to the place where we can relax and say, my attorney's taking care of it, we'll get in a place where we can rest assured at night when all the hell is barking around us and all the hounds of God, of the devil, are plaguing our souls and our travels. If we can put our trust and hope in Him, we can rest in peace. Bless His name. Now, one thing we need to learn is that even though preachers especially, even though I know better, this world's not going to pay attention to me. I had to find out, learn by myself, that no matter how I preach nor how wired I get to tell people about sin and call it by name, people are going to sin. And we have to get that in our minds. And mamas, sons, and daughters are not going to do like you want them to do. Oh, and preachers are not going to do like we think they ought to do. But when I preach my message and go home on Sunday afternoon or tonight, I can say I've done the will of God and strike my sails and pick up my anchor and say, God, carry on. I can't handle it by myself. You'll never get to that place where you throw up the white flag and say, Lord, you'll have to handle it. I can't. You're well on your way to success as a preacher or as a Christian. Folks are not going to hear us, especially in this day. Oh, once in a while, how people come to an altar and the messages touch them and some of them will change. And folks will ask me, what happened at the service? And I say, well, lots of people in the altar, but I don't know what they're doing. I don't know whether they came and surrendered to God or not. If they're going to just come and cry and go back to their seat and be in the same pickle that they came down on. There ought to be some period in every Christian's life that he can say, I rest my case in the hands of Jesus Christ and I won't have to worry about it anymore. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be joyous to wake up in the morning and say, whatever happens today, it's really no concern of mine. I'm going to stay with God and He's taking care of my case. Amen. They're not going to listen. They're not going to go the direction you want them to. I thought surely that when I got wound up just right, you know, when I started out, I'd convert the whole world. I ain't seen none lately. We had, week before last, 56 in church. I've been there 30 years. I thought surely there'd be 1,000 or 2,000 in my church by this time. But it ain't been so. But I know the Lord, and you know you could get confused and say, I'm resigning. I'm doing no good. I've been there 30 years. I told them the other day, there's folk that started out with me that's still there that comes once a month. You think, you know, that I'd preached enough to them and berated them and told them about their sins. But I found out if I preach what God wants me to, the rest is up to them and God. And my worrying about it won't do a bit of good. Paul's on his ship. He's going to appear before Caesar. Nothing can kill him. You may sink his boat, but God's already told him. I'll tell you what, I got assurance in my heart the morning I got saved that one blessed day I'm going to heaven. Doesn't make any difference what Baptist folk do. I'm on my way. Woo! Ain't you glad that you don't have to doubt the precious Word of God? That you can depend on Jesus doing what He said He'd do. I'm thankful for a God that I can lay down at night and say, I rest my case. I've done my best today. There's very few days I can say that, by the way. Paul's going to get all kinds of lessons on this journey. He's a brilliant fella. But he had to learn. He is a killer. He is at least an accessory to murder time and time and time again. But when God came, He turned in the other direction and became just as forceful against sin as He was for it. I've preached here. This is, I think, my 24th year. That's how I've preached here. I've seen a lot of folks come and go by death, and some just slide out and slide back and quit and take out on God. I've never understood that. If you've experienced God Almighty in your life, how you can quit and go in the other direction, I have no idea. Paul's going to find out that all the anchors in the boat, when God's wind blows, will not hold it steady. They're paying no attention to the man of God. They're going to winter where they want to winter, summer where they want to summer. You can go down to the beach if you want to and parade and tell folks how wicked they are to dress like harlots. But you go back to the beach next year and they'll all be there and probably more of them. You can take your church and parade up and down the street against homosexuals. I want to tell you tonight, I hate that rotten stuff, but I'm not going on no parade. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do Sunday morning in the church. I'm going to preach hellfire and brimstone against it. And it doesn't make any difference what Obama and the rest of them does about it. Thank God I took up this book to preach the gospel, whether men or women lack it or not. And I rest my case on Him to take care of me until He's done with me. And then I'll go to be with Him. Bless His name. If y'all found out, and these people found out by experience, it pays to pay attention to the man of God. Well, we don't have the world's ear. We don't have the state's ear, the county's ear, and don't have the ear of most all church members. But I'm going to tell you, if I preach what God wants me to, I'm not responsible for what they do with it, but I am responsible to put it in their ears. I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you? I'm glad He's got my case. He's agreed to take it up. I thank God for it. I just wanted to walk you through this tonight, and it's been on my mind all day. And just take this journey with Paul. And he's a soldier. No wonder God turned this, all these books in the New Testament, and through him wrote these books. He's God's man. And he's went through toil and trouble and a heartache by the score. And he's still saying, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Simply because he stayed with God. He's on his way to Caesar. And he knows he is. And no boat sinking can stop it. I've got to, if God wants me to preach 500 more messages, all this world can't do anything about it. If we'll get our sorry hides in this book and in the pulpits on Sunday morning and at night in revival meetings and preach for the glory of God, for His glory, not my glory, or preach to preach again, that's the filth and ungodliness in the sight of God. But if we'll rest our case in Him and preach for His glory, God will honor it.
Paul's got an unbelieving crowd with him. He's got 276, I think. Luke's with him and a few others. They don't change Paul any. I've got some situations going on now with some of my family. I've got a law at my house and in my kin folks. And if you're a lady, you come to my house, you dress like a lady. Don't come in looking like a man. Don't y'all look at me that way. All of them know what the rules are. And I've told them, I said, I'm on the road and downtown. I don't have anything to say about that, but when you turn in my driveway, my rules are going to be followed. You say, I don't much like that. Doesn't make any difference, you know. Just what God wants at my house. Amen. And I rest my case in Him. He'll take care of me on that. Y'all believe that? They found out that once in a while you got to unload some things. There comes a time in every Christian's life that every once in a while, if you're going to please God, there's some things that you're going to have to unload. You're going to have to get rid of. Push them out of your life, out of your home, out of your way of living. Boy, that's tough. You don't start out early and let your children
get grown and get involved in the things of the world. If I had my way, I don't want to get too tough on you tonight. You've all been good to me. If I had my way, I'd get rid of every television in America. And all the cell phones and anything you can get dirt on, I get rid of all them. But I'm not running things. But every child of God, there's times in your life, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that if you're going to have good sailing, you're going to have to get rid of it. I've already made two or three enemies, but that's all right. And I'm not afraid of that. That's okay. And I'm not trying to make enemies or be an oddball or see how tough I can get. But I've got a job to do, and I want to do my best to do it for Him tonight. And we're all on the journey. We're all on it together. There's the times when we're going to find out that all of our anchors, all the anchors we put down, ain't going to keep the boat from rocking. Some of the great disappointments in families that come to me, and preachers, several call me and saying, what can I do? I put down my anchors, I stood for this, and I tried to do that, and still my children are not what we want them to be. Put down all the anchors you want to, and you ought to, and there ought to be some rule in your house. But there's going to be times when you'll lay awake at night and say, Lord God, why? Lord, why? But when you've done the best you can, quit worrying about it and let God take care of it. I want y'all to tell me after church, some of you come to me and tell me how worrying ever helped you. Paul's finding out here that people won't listen to him. He's finding out, and they're finding out, there comes time when you have to unload some things in order for you to sail safely. It doesn't make any difference. What if somebody came by and said, you don't need to throw that overboard? They were sinking. And they knew that they're going to have to get rid of some things. And I found out all them anchors. Oh, I suppose expensive things. They even threw some of the food and the supplies, a lot of it, threw it overboard. That they'd be all right. And still, the boat's going to sink. If you're going to be a Christian, a true child of God, you're going to have troubles with where your boat is. There's going to be trials in your life that you'll never understand. But if you get to a place where you can laugh in the face of the devil and say, so be it, I'm putting my trust in Jesus Christ, you'll be a happy individual. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I feel rich being a Christian and an old-time preacher. And as much as I can, I'm putting my trust in Him to take care of me and mine, and leaving it in His hands. Now, while there's a fussing and a quarreling and striking the mainsails, did you know they finally decided the winds are blowing us, you rockly don, and that wind, I've tried to study that wind, it's a wind that's uncertain. It goes up and down and from north and south and east and west, and you don't know what it's going to do. And they finally just said, the sails ain't helping us to keep it straight. Just drop all the sails and let her go. Quit trying to guide when the storms come on and you realize everything's too much for you. Quit trying to go your own route and let the God of the winds take you where they ought to be. Paul said, we're going to cast on a certain island. He said, y'all can just rest. He said, there ain't be nobody lose their life. That's leaving your case with God, ain't it? That's letting God take a hold of your life when you weep over your children and your companions and your preacher that's gone bad. Quit trying to run your direction and strike the sails and take up the anchor and commit yourself to God Almighty. Amen.
You say, preacher, you said a hard thing. I know. I know. And you learn by experience. I wish sometimes it wasn't so hard, but then I realize if it's not hard, we'd never bow to it. Every one of you look up here tonight, you got some troubles. Every one of my people, I think in every one of the families tonight, I've known them so long, can tell you they got trouble to every family. And you have too in your family somewhere tonight, the devil sees that. What are you going to do about it? Here we are all together on a journey to the same place. The boats are rocking. My wife said, I don't like to listen to a lot of the news because it's all bad. And that's right. We hear very little good news. And all America's rocking tonight. The worst thing we've done in the last few years is the hierarchy's turned against Israel. I appreciate Brother Larry's message tonight, don't you? It's good for me to know that my Savior's walked where I walk and suffered the temptations and trials. He knows where I am and where I've been, what my determination is. You have troubles tonight, some things you can't work out for yourself. It'd be good for some of you tonight just to strike your sails and let them fall in the water on the boat. Take up their anchors and say, did you know that the ark didn't have a steering wheel on it? Did you know there wasn't any rudder on the ark? Nobody's up front with a wheel or turning things around. Nobody's saying fore and aft. And it is just wherever God wants to take us. You think He's able to handle Noah's boat and He'd be able to handle yours and mine? He said, we're going to be cast on a certain island. He said, pay attention to me. They're listening to Him now. There'll be a time, a lot of folks that's been under my preaching and yours, preacher, there'll be a time when they'll say, I wish they'd listen. Oh, Lord. How many funerals have I gone to where Mom and Daddy said, we wish we'd have listened to you, preacher. We wish we'd have done what you asked us to do and told us about rearing our children, but we were smarter than you were, we thought. Oh, God, help us tonight to rest in Him. I'm going to tell you, I say with Paul, a fellow, I appeal to a higher power for my troubles and trials. You and I tonight ought to pull together. They said that after all of this trouble and trial, they're in the same shape they've always been. Didn't change anything. Didn't pay attention to Paul. Threw stuff overboard. Picked up the anchors. Dropped the sails. Straight sails. Undergirded the ship. And the little old ships that is tied on them escape hatches. Paul said, cut them loose. Them little old things you depended on to get you out of trouble, that little old bank account, and all them people over the church that said they'll be friends to you, find out that ain't so. All them little things that happens down the church and you decide to run and get away from it, And now you might as well cut them off too. I'm glad I've learned some things. But I've still got a lot to learn. But I know one thing. I'm always safe to say, I'm hello. I appeal my case to you, dear Lord. Ladies and gentlemen tonight, men and women, if you put your faith in God, are you His child? Are you His child? I get phone calls in the night saying, preacher, we're in a mess down here. What are we going to do? The rocks in the road is too big. We can't get around it. We can't go through it. What are we going to do? I say, I don't know. But I can tell you who does. I know him personally, and I'll tell him you need help, but that's about all I can do. Paul's praying down the hole. While they're all upstairs clawing at themselves and saying, we're going down, we're going down, we're going down. Paul's down in the hole saying, Lord God, come up out of the little man, the little man. I don't think he's hardly 5 feet tall. Said the Lord's been with me. Everything's going to be all right, so pay attention to me. Everything's going to be all right. He said, we're going to be cast on a certain island. Y'all get yourself something to eat. We got a little more journey. Get yourself something to eat. Look up here at this old wore out preacher. Go ahead and eat a little something. We've got a journey ahead of us. We're on God's boat. And we're all going to land safely. Hey, he said the ship's going to be torn apart and run into an inlet down here. And he said, everybody get on a plank and pieces of the ship. And those that can't swim, you help them. Amen. I say to every one of you, a lot of things are going to get torn apart. Cast everything overboard is not a help to you. Take down your sails and lift up your anchors and commit yourself to Him. Woo! I guess I'm done, but I want to tell you. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Would you sing with me? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. You might want to slip out tonight and come down here and say, Lord, I'm casting it all on You tonight. I'm getting rid of some things. That's a hole in me. I just want to strike sails and lift up all of my anchors and get rid of everything that's been a hole in me down. Been trying to do some things on my own. I just want to put all my... And as your heart is hurting tonight, there's some things inside of you that you need to talk to Him about. You might as well come on down. There's a whole lot of you. There's a whole lot of you tonight. The things are happening in your life, and you don't know what in the world you're going to do. It'd be good for you to just come down here and say, Lord, help me. Sister, would you play on the instrument, please? God, help tonight.